in the 13th chapter, call it love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, and I have to apologize again for you all on this, because I kind of just went through it and picked out some things. You know, I didn't just get every verse, but started off with the first verse. It says, and it's in the Living Bible. Say, if I could speak all languages in heaven and earth without learning them and don't love others, I am just making a noise. It says, the King James says, I think, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels. But it goes on, we do all of this. And if we're not walking in love, the word said we are nothing. If I have the gift of prophecy and know what is going to happen in the future, I know everything about everything. That's New Living. But don't love others and have all faith to move mountains, I am nothing. Without faith, again, it is impossible to please God. It says, impossible, it said that, and to please, and that word impossible, it said not able to occur. It don't exist. It won't be done. So it won't be done. I mean, you can't please him without it. But we see, though, as we go on, love is the greatest of all, even with faith and hope. It said, though I give to the poor and give my body to be burned, but don't love, it will be of no value. Love is patient. It's kind, it's not jealous or envy, not selfish or rude, and it do not hold a grudge. And I know it's an everyday life thing, in our everyday life with some peoples, and I look at some Western sometime, and these people will be feuding, and it'll go way back. And when the law get involved and ask them, they don't even know what they're feuding about. It was their parents that did that. They just still holding the grudge. And you know, we got some people like that now. If my friend don't like you, I don't care for you either. And don't know why, you know, just because they don't like you, I don't. Well, that's not good. So we have to walk in love, because love never fails. It says, all the special gifts and power from God, they shall fail, cease, vanish away, and shall be done away with. But these are three that remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Why? Because love never fails. And I'm almost finished. I have this book. They tease me about my little books. And I read from it. It's from Joel Osteen. And it have decoration is 31 promises to speak over your life, and it's got one for every month. So today is the 22nd, and I'm going to declare some things over us. So I declare that we are victorious. We was created in the image of God. We have the DNA of a winner. We are wearing a crown of favor. Raw blood is flowing through our veins. We are the head and never the tail, above and never beneath. We will live with purpose, passion, and praise, knowing that we are destined to live in victory. It says in Romans, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, we are to reign in life as kings and queens. When God looked at us, he doesn't see us defeated, barely getting by, or just taking the leftover portion. Not at all. God sees us as kings and queens. He sees us as a kings and queens. You and I have raw blood flowing through our veins. You and I are supposed to reign in life. Do you know what that word reign means? It's time and power. God said we are to reign how long in life? That means as long as you are alive, it's your time in power. We don't have a 2-year term as a mayor or a 4-year term like a president. Our term is to reign every single day, to be victorious, to rise to a new level, to accomplish great things. And on those days where you don't feel like a king or a queen, just remember to reach down and check your pulse. And as long as you feel something beating, you can say, what do you know? It's still my time to reign. Let that be a reminder to put on a new attitude. And sometimes we have to do it by faith, maybe most of the time. We may not feel victorious. We may not look like we are blessed. I like to say it like this. You have got to fake it until you make it. By faith, you need to walk like a king or a queen. You need to talk like a king or a queen. You need to think like a king or a queen. Dress like a king or a queen. Smile like a king or a queen. And don't go by what you see, but remember who you are. We are the child of the Most High God. There is royalty in your DNA. You have the blood of a winner. We were created to reign in life. Too many peoples are living below their privilege. It's because their vision has become clouded by past mistakes, disappointment, or how they was raised. They don't feel like royalty. They don't even think they can be successful or really accomplish what God has put in their heart. But I believe today or tonight, as I speak faith into you, something is happening on the inside. New seeds are taking roots, strongholds that have kept you back for years. Even right now, you are being broken. You need to rise up and say, that's it. I'm not selling where I am. I know it's still my time of power. Yes, I may have to take a break for a little while, but I've got an announcement. I am coming back. I will start stepping up to who God created me to be. Remember, out of the three, there's hope, there's faith, there's love. But the greatest of these is love.